One of the ways to understand the Gospel according to John is to read the three letters that John wrote to his own community. And those letters, in effect, form something like footnotes to the Gospel. For they really explain John's relationship to that community, the challenges that were present in that community, and the issues that John raised with that community. And when that's understood, then the gospel writing can be placed in that light, for the gospel was written for the same community. And so it would be important to go to the second reading today from the third chapter of the first letter of John. And John says to that community of people, "See what love the Father has shown you, that you are called children of God. For that is what you are. Now the world doesn't recognize you as children of God, but then the world didn't recognize Jesus. You truly are God's children right now. Now what you will later become has not yet been fully revealed. But we know that when it is revealed, you will be like God. And you will see God face to face." It's a wonderful picture of the intimacy between God and the believer, between God and the human being, between God and the members of the community. You are children of the divine. But there is locked up within inside of you the very image and the presence of the living God. And that the day will come when you will be transformed beyond what you are. And you will see God face to face. Now, take that as the, if you will, the footnote to the gospel reading from the 10th chapter of St. John's Gospel, the 11th to the 17th verse. Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd. I know mine, and mine know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." Jesus is speaking about that same kind of intimacy that exists between himself and his disciples, as John talks about existing between the Christian community and God, that we are children of the living God. Jesus says, "You and I are so close to each other. I know you, and you know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father." Well, the passage from the Gospel is meant to be a statement about who we are in relationship to God, as is the second reading from the first letter of John, to be a statement about our relationship with God. Now, that relationship That relationship with God is marked sacramentally in the sacrament of baptism. For it is in the sacrament of baptism that you and I first enter into the very mystery of the death and rising of Jesus. It's something else that Jesus talked about in that same passage in the Gospel today. I lay down my life for my sheep. No one takes my life away from me. I freely lay it down and I freely take it up. I have the power to lay it down and I have the power to take it up. Jesus says, I am not a victim. I am doing what I know I am doing. I am entering into the mystery of life for you. That it is necessary that I go down and come up so that the Spirit can be sent and that you all can be brought in union with God. And so the mystery of the dying and rising of Jesus becomes the mystery by which you and I are called children of God. So that begins for us in the waters of baptism. And then that's what is nourished every time we come to the table of the Lord. We come as children of God. We come to be nourished and fed. We come to be brought more deeply into that very mystery of Christ. Well, today we have the opportunity to welcome a child into the household of the faith through the sacrament of baptism. Yet before Cole is baptized, I want all of us to join together to renew the promises of our own baptism and to use this moment, to use Cole's baptism as an opportunity for each of us to focus on the centrality of that mystery in each of our lives. And so I ask you, do you believe in God, the Father Almighty, the maker of heaven and earth? Do you believe in Jesus Christ, his only Son, who was born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, died, and was buried, was raised to life on the third day, and is seated at the right hand of God? You believe in the Holy Spirit, the Holy Catholic Church, the communion of saints, the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and life everlasting.
I do.
And is it your will that Cole should be baptized in the faith that we have professed? Please.